Officials at the North York Moors National Park have confirmed this morning that they have received a planning application from the company that wants to build this multi-billion pound potash mine near Whitby. Sirius Minerals also made an announcement to the Stock Exchange first thing this morning. The planning application is for a mine head on farmland south of Whitby and, of course, is within the National Park boundaries. We'll hear their reaction in just a moment. First, though, Chris Fraser is the Managing Director of Sirius Minerals, the parent company of York Potash. He's told BBC Radio York that they welcome the support they've had from people in the surrounding area.
It is very encouraging, but we've worked very hard to engage with the community for a long time. We made a lot of promises when we started this 2 years ago in the public arena that we would take this project forward in a certain way and with a strong commitment to sustainable development. And I think that us fulfilling that promise and doing things in a very different way of how we're going to build the mine, how we're going to process, how we're going to transport, all of those things resulting in a very significant reduction in the impact. And I think there's a great recognition around here in the community and within government and everywhere around all the stakeholders here and the need for something like this. And then the multi-generational benefits and jobs and rejuvenation that something like this can provide. And the way we're doing it is in the right way, so therefore all the benefits can flow. And I think that's where we've got this engagement and why we've got such strong buy-in and support in the community.
That's Chris Fraser from Sirius Minerals. Well, the company says it believes the potash deposit found underneath the North York Moors National Park could be one of the largest deposits in the whole world. The company says the proposed mine will be unobtrusive and will create more than 1,000 jobs for the area. Well, as I said, the planning application has been delivered to the North York Moors National Park, and we can speak now to the Parks Director of Planning, Chris Franz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. I thought you'd be in touch.
Yes, well, here we are, in touch as expected. So, you knew that this planning application was on its way to you. When was it actually delivered?
Absolutely. We've been talking to York Potash for about 2 years. It finally arrived on Tuesday this week, and we're very busy at the moment validating it, registering it, making sure it's on our records. And we hope that it will be validated on Monday, the 4th of February. That's actually when the planning process will formally start and the clock starts ticking, as it were.
What does validated mean?
Well, basically, we've got to go through the application, making sure that the legal requirements are met, that there are adequate plans, that legal certificates are signed, importantly, that the planning fee is signed and correct. Every planning application has to be validated, so although we've received it, it's not actually in the public domain until Monday the 4th.
Now, why have they brought it to you? What, obviously, you're a key player in all of this. Do you have the final say, the yay or nay, on whether this can happen?
Yes, National Park authorities are the local planning authorities for the national parks. They're also the minerals planning authority. Basically, the decision is down to the National Park Authority, unless it is called in. Clearly, if the final decision is a negative one, then there's a right of appeal. So I guess the buck stops finally with the Secretary of State, central government.
But initially with you. And what will govern the decision that you make? How will you assess whether or not to give the green light to this project or to say no?
Well, I know it sounds a little bit odd, but exactly the same way as we determine any planning application. We have to abide by legal regulations. All planning applications have to be determined in accordance with adopted planning policies. This one is obviously far more significant, involves a much greater range of issues. It's got regional and national significance. But at the end of the day, we will look at our adopted planning policies. We will look at what the government's planning advice is for major developments of this kind in protected landscapes. And we'll take into account other material planning considerations and reached a balanced judgment within our time frame.
Presumably the guys at Sirius Minerals or their expert planning application writers have come to you in advance, or they've looked at all your criteria in advance and done absolutely everything within their power to make sure that the submission that they've put to you is going to fit. So they wouldn't want to spend hundreds of thousands of pounds putting in an application that you then said, "Huh, well, you fell at the first hurdle. You shouldn't have said that, or you shouldn't have promised that."
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what we've been doing. We've been discussing this with York Potash for many, many months, providing pre-application advice, That is encouraged by government, so all the issues, all the relevant policies are known in advance, and hopefully that means that the actual determination time is reduced in length, and we've actually given an undertaking in a planning performance agreement that says we will reach a decision in 16 weeks.
Right, within 16 weeks, because
yes.
16 weeks is like the limit, but you could it happen sooner than that?
It could. That is the target deadline. This is incredibly complex. There's masses of documentation. There's a very large environmental statement, so I'm not giving any promises that we'll be substantially within that period. We have said 16 weeks and we hope to reach that, provided all the detailed information that we've requested is with the planning application. And that's what we're doing at the moment, going through it in fine detail, making sure everything is there.
Give us an idea of the physical size of this document, or documents, because you've referred to it being a massive thing.
Yes.
Do they bring it in a truck?
It's not that large, no. We obviously asked for more than one copy. We've actually got six copies. It fitted into the back of a large estate car. But the actual application will be on deposit at other locations, not just our offices in Helmsley. So people will be able to actually look at the application at Pannock Park in Whitby and at Scarborough Borough Council offices as well.
Will it be available for people to look at online?
It will indeed, yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
That's going to sort of spread the democratic access to it. It's got to be, surely, one of the biggest applications that the North York Moors National Park Authority has ever dealt with?
Pretty much, I would have thought. I mean, there are some large-scale developments in the North York Moors. There's the RAF Fylingdales in the 60s. And, of course, we mustn't forget we've also got an existing potash mine in the National Park at Bilby. It's sort of comparable with that. At Bilby Mine, that employs about 1,000 people, and it's on a par with that sort of scale of development.
Who at the park actually goes through this document? Presumably it's not just you with a stubby pencil and a highlighter.
We've got a team of a small team. There's three planning officers, including myself, full-time on this for the next 4 months. We've also got access to an international firm of planning and environmental consultants. So we've got access to detailed technical information. People, for example, that are knowledgeable about mining design, mining engineers, geologists, hydrogeologists, ecologists, the whole range of issues that this actually raises.
And in that balance of pros and cons for this mine, how do you weigh things up? I mean, on the positive side, there is the economic boost to the region, and you presumably can't ignore that. Or is that not part of your consideration?
That absolutely is part of our consideration. There are very clear policy guidelines for major developments that the government has actually set out in its National Planning Policy Framework. A major development in a national park starts with the sort of shouldn't be allowed unless it's an exceptional case, and we have to look at the national considerations involved. Those are things like, what is the UK's national need for potash? Is it being met already? What's the national impact of this on the national economy and local jobs and regional jobs? But importantly, for it to go ahead, we need to also look at alternatives. And although the potash, as you said, is underneath the national park, and that's why we've already got an existing mine, is it possible for the major part of this, the actual mine head itself, to be located outside the national park? We'll be looking at that, and obviously your potash have looked at that in great detail. If they haven't put forward evidence that justifies that it has to be in a national park, then government policy dictates that it should be located outside. So planning isn't about stopping this sort of thing happening. It's about making sure it happens in the right place.
Okay, so is your eagerness all the time to be able to say yes or to be able to say no? Do you go down the positive path, looking for the good things about it, or are you looking for the faults?
Well, both. I mean, that's a fair question. This is slightly different to any other planning application in a national park. Planning generally is a positive enabling tool, and you start with a positive mind. The government's policy on major developments in national park is slightly different. The wording is actually major developments should be refused in national parks unless these are of exceptional national interest. So I would say that we have a balanced mind. We've got to look at those positive economic benefits and weigh them against what we're here for as a National Park Authority, which is to protect one of the finest landscapes in the country for the nation.
Okay. My mental calendar is not very good. 16 weeks away. Where does that take us to?
That takes us to the end of May. And I would just like to add that there'll be we're proposing a public meeting. There'll be lots of publicity for people to get engaged. There'll be site notices in the local press, the public meeting, our website. So we really are encouraging local people and visitors and businesses to get engaged in this and let us know what they feel about it.